Hi there, I'm Natalie Silverstein. I'm an author, a speaker, a mom of two teens and one emerging adult, and a passionate advocate for family and youth service. While I was researching my second book, Simple Acts, The Busy Teen's Guide to Making a Difference, I learned about so many big-hearted tweens and teens who are volunteering, fundraising, starting nonprofits, and becoming social entrepreneurs and activists. I wanted to hear their stories, and I wanted to celebrate them and share them with the world so that everyone can be as inspired as I am. I hope that after listening to these short episodes, you'll go out into your community and share your light, your talents, gifts, and strengths to help others. Because the truth is, every person can make a big impact, one simple act at a time. This week, I had the joy of meeting Lena, a big-hearted 13-year-old from Atlanta, Georgia. Lena is an author, a philanthropist, and a social entrepreneur. Her social media handle is Positively Lena, and as you'll see from this conversation, that's the perfect description for her. Lena reminds us once again that everyone, no matter your age or how busy you are, everybody can find the time to pursue your passions and make a difference in the issues that you care about. Welcome back, everybody. I am so excited to introduce you to Lena. She is an author and a philanthropist and a social entrepreneur. And most importantly, she just spreads a lot of positivity. So I'm going to ask her to introduce herself and tell us all about the great work that she does. Hey, Lena, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks so much for joining me today. So tell us about yourself, Lena.
Hi, my name is Lena Danielle Ford. I'm 13 and I'm from Atlanta, Georgia. I am the owner of Positively Lena, where I make positive accessories with positive words, as well as I am an author. I have a book called I Love Me and That's Okay. It's about a little girl named Indy and her friends, and they're getting bullied and she has to find a way to stay positive. And I am the owner of an initiative called Arting for You, where I collect art supplies and donate them to kids in foster homes and shelters, as well as the co-founder of Kinship Family Initiatives, where we help families in kinship care.
Wow. Well, that's a lot of great stuff. And I just want to tell everyone, we're going to point everyone to your social media handles at the end. But the name of your Instagram and the way that I found you was, it's called Positively Lena. And I just love that. I think that's amazing. And you are all about spreading positive messages, which is so, so important. So tell me how this all got started. I didn't realize you're only 13. So that's amazing. So how long have you been doing this work? When did you write your book? What was the inspiration for all of that?
I started my business when I was 9. And I started my initiative when I was 7. I just became the co-founder of Kinship Family Initiatives 2 years ago. And I wrote my book last year.
And how did you get that published? How did that all work out? That's a really big thing to do, to publish a book. I've published 2 books and I'm, you know, a lot older than you. So how did that happen?
I came up with the idea because I knew I wanted it to go together with positivity, because that's what my brand is, both of my brands actually. And so I obviously wanted to go with that, but I wanted kids to find a way to stay positive, but I wanted it to be a relatable topic. So I went with bullying, because a lot of kids go, like, they get bullied, and so I wanted to have something to look at and a way to stay positive. And so I did that, and I got someone to help me edit it, and then we got it self-published.
Amazing, amazing. And at the end, we'll tell everyone how they can get a copy. That's fantastic. And how did you get involved with foster care and doing that work for those kids? You know, that we've spoken to other folks, the program, you know, who do work with foster children living in the foster care system, and ways to make sure that they have bags so they can carry their things and all of that good stuff. Could you tell us a little bit about how you got connected to that particular work?
Yes. So when I was younger, I loved art, and I still do love art, but I wanted kids in foster homes to have a way to express themselves, and I came up with art because I knew that's a way for me to express myself, so I thought it would help them also.
Awesome. So you collect art supplies. Do you do donation drives, or you raise money for that? How does that part work?
I collect the supplies, and a quarter of my sales, each quarter, I get the money from my sales and I purchase the art supplies in order to donate them.
Amazing. So, you know, everybody out there, I think you understand this is social entrepreneurship 101, right? So Lena came up with a wonderful idea of something that she created and she sells, and she takes the proceeds or a portion of the proceeds from that, and she puts it back into a good cause, a cause that she cares about. There's a chapter in my teen book about social entrepreneurship and the ways that kids can do what they love and start a business and then also do good in the world with that business. And I think everyone, when they're out there shopping for things, I think you'll agree, Lena, that if you're out shopping for something and you see two different options and one of those options takes a portion of their proceeds and gives it back to charity, that's the one that you should buy. That's the one you should support, because that's an organization or a person that has a mission of doing good in the world. So tell us a little bit more about this whole process of starting your business and your brand and your profile. I mean, you're only 13. Have you experienced any obstacles? Like, what do you think is the hardest part?
The hardest part for me is people not believing that I do all of this stuff because I'm only 13. Especially right. When I was 7 and 9, people really didn't believe that I donated all of this stuff and I could actually start this and actually make sales.
Right, right. And how do you sell the book? I mean, I'm sure it's up on Amazon and all of those things. How do you promote it? I bet there are people out there who have these great ideas and they wonder, like, how did she actually do that? How do you get started sort of putting yourself out there like that?
Just find something that you love to do. Let somebody know, if it's your parents or your grandparents, let somebody know that you trust and build your own community. That will always help you with this kind of stuff.
Right. Yeah. No, I think it's important, especially for young people, to get mentors and to have adults in their world. And then, you know, I've been following you for a little while and I see that you use social media in a really positive way. And I talk about this all the time. You know, you should really focus on positive messages when you're looking at social media. There's so much negativity out there. And so I just want to thank you and congratulate you for being a young person who sees the power, the positive power of social media. Can you tell us a little bit more about that piece?
Thank you. Yes, I enjoy posting a lot of positive messages for everyone to look at, because sometimes it can be difficult and you just need something to look at just to keep you going.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I think that we all get into this sort of doom scrolling. And sadly, the negative messages are the ones that get amplified. So this is sort of the goal of my podcast here, is to take positive people like you and to spread their mission and their story. And hopefully people will start to follow you and feel great and really, you know, share those, only share positive messages. That's what I think. And so tell me a little bit more about the kinship piece that you were describing. Tell me, I want to be able to link all of this stuff to the show notes. So tell me about that.
So Kinship Family Initiative is an initiative where we help families who are in kinship care, which is when a adult is taking care of a child that is not their own.
Uh-huh. Exactly. And how is that sort of different from foster care? Is it maybe like an aunt or an uncle or a neighbor?
Yes.
Or something like that? I see.
It is a relative that is taking care of a child that is not their own.
I see. So then does that actually mean that the child doesn't have to go into foster care? If they get into kinship care, they can find someone else in the family to take care of them?
It's where if the child didn't have that family member to take care of them, they would end up in foster care.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, that's amazing. I'm actually not super familiar with that. So what kind of work do you do with that?
We help and create different baskets to give people so they can have the resources that they need. Just like our first project is kind of like the birthday boxes, where we provide everything that they need to make like a birthday cake. And we've also had a clothing giveaway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I could imagine, you know, if let's say a baby goes to an aunt or an uncle who has never cared for a baby or not in a long time, they don't have all of the things that they need, you know, for a baby. So that's really, and that's a lot of work to get all the things they need. So that's amazing. Wow. Well, Lena, you do so many wonderful projects. How do you have time for all of that and your schoolwork and everything else? I just love that you're so motivated to do these things.
Sometimes if I have something that I would like to do, I have to put a little pause on it so I'll be able to work on my business stuff, because I do love my business and it's something that I take joy in. I would pause on something else and just work on that.
Right. I think that that's so true. You know, when people say to me, oh, how are we supposed to find time to serve in our communities? We have so many other responsibilities, schoolwork and homework and tutoring and sports and all those other things. But the truth is, we prioritize a lot of things in our family lives. And this work should be prioritized just as much, if not more. Wouldn't you agree? I mean, I think that that's the most important lesson that you're sharing here, is that everybody can do these great things if they just prioritize them and put their heart in them. Well, you know, I like to ask this question of some of my guests. If you had a magic wand, and it seems like you work on a lot of different social justice issues, and that's amazing, and you have a heart for a lot of things. But if you had a magic wand and you could solve any problem in the world, what would that be and why?
Helping kids in foster care get the right care that they need, and so they all can find something that helps them mentally and something that they enjoy.
Yeah, I totally agree. Our family does work in foster care as well. It's heartbreaking to me that we have like 500,000 children who navigate the foster care system in our country alone. And many times they are bounced around a lot and they aren't given the resources that they need to succeed. And then, as you know, they are kicked out of care when they're 18. And so there's nobody to help them with college and all of that other stuff. So I applaud that, and I could not agree anymore. I think children who sadly have to leave their homes for any variety of reasons really, really need our help and deserve it. Well, Lena, where can people learn more about you? Where can they buy your book? I want to go out and buy your book and share it with others and follow you on social media and website, any of that. Tell us where they can find you.
You can buy my book at my website, which is www.positivelena.com. As well, you can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at positivelena. You can follow Kinship Care, Kinship Initiative, Family Initiatives at kinshipfamilyinitiative.org.
Amazing. Well, I will have all of that in the show notes. Lena, thank you so much for sharing all of the wonderful things that you do with us. I hope that this inspires others to get out there and just do something really special and powerful with their creativity and with their big heart. So I'm wishing you the best of luck. I hope you'll stay in touch with us. Be well. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks so much for listening. If you were inspired by what you heard today, please follow, rate, and review. These things really matter. And if you know a tween or a teen who is doing great things in his, her, or their community, send them my way. I'd love to meet them and share their stories with a world that could really use a dose of inspiration right about now. You can get in touch with me through my website, simpleactsguide.com. Until next time, remember to keep eyes, ears, hearts, and minds open to the needs of others, and always be kind.